Today's skiers and snowboarders often occupy many slopes simultaneously, but that was once not the case, as upstart snowboarders were banned from many locations. So how did snowboarding become so popular? It may be due to one well-known yet fictitious character. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
One very popular winter sport's initial popularity may have a lot to do with one legendary man. Bond. James Bond.
We do have, from A View to a Kill, the James Bond snowboard that Tom Sims rode in the movie.
In that movie, James Bond uses an improvised snowboard to elude his pursuers down a mountain. As Jennifer Mason at the Colorado Snow Sports Museum explains, that moment on the big screen was quite important.
This could have been easily the first time that most of America saw somebody riding on a single piece of equipment as opposed to two independent skis.
At the time, few Colorado ski resorts allowed snowboarding. The movie helped boost snowboarding's popularity, and it changed how people skied as well.
They were riding up on the tails of the ski industry, and they came in, and the ski industry had to change their ways. We'd still be on really straight skis and wearing, like, skinny pants if it wasn't for snowboarders.
The snowboard from the movie, ridden by Tom Siebert, is here at the museum. A piece of movie memorabilia that transformed winter sports.
James Bond meets snowboarding? It's pretty incredible. And it was long before it was very popular. The height of snowboarding really was the mid-90s, so it was on the rise up for sure. All of it is very fascinating, even if you're not a skier, even if you're someone that follows the sun and you're more of a water person, you will find the Colorado Snow Sports Museum quite interesting, and you'll learn a lot in a fun way.
The museum here is right next to the ski slopes, a place that recalls the past and present of the sport that is so important in this mountain town. Traveling the countryside in Vail, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.